You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have four superstars who will be on the phone with us today. Laura, Holly, Mallory, and Sarah. In that order. That's the order that they came in. So we will start with Laura. Hey, Laura, what's going on?
Hi. I was just calling because we got a house on Wednesday.
You got a house? Yay!
Yeah.
Is this your first house?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Very nice.
Thank you.
How much debt are you in now?
More than before, but probably the same amount of every other adult. So.
Yeah. How much are we talking?
It wasn't anything like crazy, like in the 300s, you know.
All right. Good for you. Good. What part of town are you in?
What was that? Sorry.
What part of town is the house in?
In Aurora.
Hey, Aurora, a town.
All right, great.
Good for you. I got to know, how old are you?
I'm about to turn 28.
Good for you.
Wow, that's impressive. You got in. So who's,
very nice.
Who's we?
Me and my boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Mm. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. You guys bought a house
pump
together and you're just boyfriend, girlfriend?
Well, like I bought a house.
You did.
And
it.
Like he's coming with.
And he's mooching off you, huh?
He's going to be a squatter.
No, he's going to pay me rent for sure.
Good. You better make him pay rent.
Have you worked out that rent agreement yet? Like how much is he paying?
Yeah, we already figured it all out like based on what the mortgage would be and stuff. And I was like, I'm only going to pay $200 more a month than you cuz I just have like a better job, but
is this a long-time boyfriend?
Yeah, we're long distance and then I moved him here from Minnesota.
Wow, so you're
Minnesota.
Committed. You are committed. Mm. You like this guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Is he going to propose to you?
Oh.
Like, that's in the 5-year plan, so.
What year are you in right now? Like, you're.
Two.
Two? Okay, you're two.
Well, you got three more years. Let me ask you, what are you going to do if he doesn't make a payment? Are you going to actually, you know, evict him from the house?
I mean, like, with the rent for our apartment, he kind of, like, let me slide a little bit the last few months just with, like, everything going on and, like, all the random fees at the end that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll be just as generous towards him with it, you know?
Well, don't let him slip too much.
Yeah, we don't want him taking advantage of you, Laura. We don't have to come over there.
No,
he wouldn't do that. He's so nice. He's the nicest person I've ever dated.
What's the best thing about him?
He, like, doesn't, like, overreact to anything.
He's pretty chill, huh?
He's chill.
Yeah. Like, for example, his car got egged the other day, and he was just like, guess I gotta go to the car wash.
You know,
I was like, what?
He's probably
yelling.
He's probably gonna live a long time. He's probably has extremely low blood pressure, and...
Or
he's gonna snap.
Or he's a psychopath. I mean, it's possible he's a psychopath.
Or he's gonna burn your new house down, yeah.
Yeah,
he's just genuinely like that chill. It's crazy to me. I'm like very high strung, but.
well, how did you meet him? If he was in Minnesota, how did you guys meet?
So we met like online talking about hockey.
Oh, like a little chat group or something?
Is he a Wild fan?
He is, yeah. And I'm like diehard Avs fan. And so obviously when we won the cup, that was a big thing between him and I. So.
I bet. You got his kitchen over that.
Well, good
so,
for
yeah.
you. You know, congratulations to you, that first house. That's super cool, Laura. Do you have a question for your boys or are you good to go?
I kind of do. So this is the kind of thing that Jeremy does like all the time that he's always talking about. And I have to install a washer and dryer this weekend. Do you have any tips for me?
Well, first, get the old ones out of there.
There aren't any, so we're good there.
Well, Laura, you don't have to ask him for that. Jeremy will be happy to just go over and do it.
You bet I will,
I totally will.
Listen, the biggest thing you need to do is make sure that dryer vent is cleaned out before you put your new one in.
Okay.
Do you have a leaf? Do you have a leaf blower?
No.
Go buy a leaf blower because you're going to need it anyway. And my recommendation is to shove that leaf blower in the little hole there in the wall where all the lint goes and everything in the hot air, and just turn that leaf blower on and blow it out.
Blow it out.
All right.
Okay.
That is a fire hazard. Yeah. Make sure there's nothing in there.
Look at that.
It's a
your
good
first
time to
pro
do it.
Tip. How about that?
That's great. Yeah, now I'll have a leaf blower, I guess.
Hey, and I'm getting a new dishwasher today, so we can both celebrate new appliances.
Yeah. I know. I was like, oh, this is a great question. Adulting. You're getting a new dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I still think if you sweet talk him, he'll come over and help.
Sure, but, I got a truck too. I might as well just go pick him up for you.
Make some cookies
or something.
Well, I'm having
someone else pick him up, but oh, good, I can do this myself. I can install this, and then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what?
You'll be fine.
It, washer and dryer is probably the easiest of all of them.
There's
so
YouTube videos for days.
You're good.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Just get your, you know, hoses hooked up to the right, you know, the hot and the cold.
Is it a gas
gas
dryer, though, or electric?
No, I purposely didn't get a gas one because that seemed daunting.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. So you just plug it in.
You're good to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you plug it in. Hook up that vent.
220. 220.
Laura, we are so happy for you. Thank you for calling and chatting with your boys this morning.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a great weekend.
You're so sweet.
You too.
Bye.
She's sweet. We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
What a nice woman.
Here's Holly. Hey, Holly. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
Well, we're fine. Thank you very much.
We're excellent. Have you bought your first house yet, Holly?
Years ago, yes. I'm a little past the 28-year range. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is your house paid for?
No.
Oh.
Are they ever?
No. How much do you have left? Do you know?
I don't. I just keep plugging away.
Just keep throwing money at it. Just don't even look at the statement.
You know, yeah. It's depressing.
It is.
Just keep plugging away.
Hey, they don't call them a money pit for nothing, you know. So.
You know, that's very true. Lately, it's turning into that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true.
You know, there's still a joy from owning your own home. It's still the American dream.
There is. Gotta say, you know, loving having a good backyard and a good cul-de-sac and a great neighborhood and lots of parks.
Oh, cul-de-sac is money.
I grew up
on a cul-de-sac, so yeah, we loved it, especially if you got kiddos running around.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Our kiddos aren't kiddos anymore, but we still love it. So
good.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, yeah, and that's actually kind of why I wanted to call this morning. I am looking for some advice. I am hosting Easter. It is an all-adult Easter this year, and so we're doing like little adult games like Pin the Tail on the Bunny, but I also want to do an adult Easter egg hunt, so I'm putting like some scratch-off tickets in there, probably some like... I don't know what to put in those stupid plastic eggs. Well, like, what am I going to put
I instantly went to like little shooters of whiskey or something.
Absolutely.
But that might
get some of the larger.
They're too big. You can buy bigger plastic eggs.
You can get some bigger eggs and put some shooters in.
Do that.
Okay.
And then maybe some heartburn meds is probably another one that you should put in there.
A little $5 Starbucks card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
Yeah. Jot that down. $5 Starbucks card.
How about a joint, a pot weed joint?
No, we don't
want to go that far.
I'm not going to go that far.
Condoms? Would you put condoms in there?
Viagra?
Not. We're not that old.
Not that old. Okay, so that's all right. I didn't know.
Well, I don't know. You're making it sound like 28 was so long ago. I'm like, well, you know, who knows?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like we're like late 40s, 50s, you know. We're not to the Viagra age, but we're also past the condom age in my group. So.
Okay, good to know. Thank you for the overshare.
We're all significant others.
Thank you for the overshare.
Let's clarify here.
Yeah.
I think that should get you going. Get the gift cards and the shooters and the scratch tickets and...
Just do one egg with like a hundo in it. Put a $100 bill in one of them.
You know what? That's actually a fabulous idea.
You know? Make it like a gold egg. Make it the one like, bright gold egg and it's got $100 in it.
But here's the thing. You've got to make sure...
Ticket.
I wouldn't put it in a gold egg. I would leave it pretty...
Random.
Anonymous. No. But I would announce beforehand that one of the eggs has a $100 bill, and then you can watch people go absolutely freaking out of their minds.
And then you know
they'll be tackling each other. They'll be shoving. It's fantastic.
And then you know what? Then
and
you
I
know
can
what?
Sit
Hold
back
on.
Back and videotape it all,
Holly. And
yes,
then, Holly. And then don't put an egg out with $100 in it.
Oh.
No one found it. I don't know.
Just
you
make
guys
him
know.
Keep looking all
you say,
day.
No, you guys never found it, so I guess I'll just keep it myself.
Okay.
I know where it is.
There you go.
I will, the, The reason I know they're going to get crazy is because the radio station did Easter egg hunts for years and years and years with the kids. And then afterwards, we did what we called the mommy egg hunt. And it was a pair of diamond earrings in an egg.
Ooh.
And when we said ready, set, go, it was like a swarm of locusts. And I have never seen so many adult women shoving each other over, climbing over each other, pulling hair, punching.
It was really hot. I mean, it was super
they were
sexy.
Fighting over these
oh my God,
eggs
that's hilarious.
For the diamond earrings.
It was hot.
And I'm not making that up. I mean, we probably have people listening who were there. It was a scene to see.
We should do it again and give them all pillows.
Yeah. Gotta wear their jammies and
yes,
they each get a pillow.
Yes.
Holly, good luck to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Holly.
Thanks, you guys, too. Happy Easter.
You, as well.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you so much. We still have to sneak in Mallory and Sarah. Hey, Mallory, what are you doing this weekend?
That is also why I kind of called, too. We just got a brand-new Blackstone griddle.
Nice.
And we invited our friends over, and half of our friends are coming over, but we have one friend that just got into a new relationship, moved them from another state, got a civil union, and she is not allowing him to come over. I was trying to see if y'all had any pointers on what to say or have an intervention or what.
Do you know why she's not letting him come over?
From my knowledge, not really.
Well, that's just weird.
I guess doesn't like us or doesn't want us to be apart. We are
intimidated by you guys, or is there an intimidation factor?
I mean, we gotta know why.
I don't know. I just it's a newer relationship, so I guess I really want to.
Mallory, give us her number. We'll call and we'll ask her why.
Hey, what's up? Why do you hate Mallory?
Yeah.
I don't think she would really appreciate.
Have you hung out with her before then?
Yes.
Has there been something that has happened or said, or did you drink too much one night?
Do you have a history of stealing her boyfriends, or?
No, I don't think my boyfriend was like that very much. He's a family friend. We were roommates for 5 years with me and my boyfriend and him. So I don't know what exactly is.
I'm wondering
going
if somehow
on,
in her mind she thinks that you are a threat or something, that maybe she thinks something happened.
Somebody else who's coming to the party is a threat.
Did anything ever happen between you and this guy? Ever?
No, never, never. I see him as my brother.
Hmm. Well, maybe there's somebody else at the party that she thinks is a threat.
Maybe. All of our friends have girlfriends, so I'm not 100%
sure. This guy needs to pull
up
his big boy pants and just say, "We're going. These are my friends."
Yeah. And I'm cooking. So, and everyone, like, I'm pretty sure loves my cooking. So it's Southern.
Or you know what? If they don't, just party without them.
Sounds good.
What are you cooking, real quick? What are you cooking on the old Blackstone?
So we're definitely going to be cooking some eggs and decorating eggs, more like a breakfast Southern style. So bacon, ham, you know, all the stuff from home.
Man, I want to go.
Well, bon appetit.
Yeah, have fun.
Have a great party. Why don't you call us Monday and tell us how that turns out, okay?
I definitely will.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Mallory. I want to know, like, if they end up showing up or not.
I hope there's a fight.
Oh, I hope so, too. So much.
What are you laughing at,
Sarah? Come on.
You want to fight, too?
Come on, Sarah. What's so funny?
It is funny.
What do you think is going on?
It's about time you get to me.
What do you think is going on? Why don't you think, what's the problem, you think?
No problem at all. It's all about family, you know. Gotta love family.
No,
family drama. Family
what are you
drama.
Talking about? Who says you gotta love family?
Well, everybody loves family.
Dom hates family.
They say I'm the black or I'm the white sheep.
I'm the white sheep.
Okay.
Of the family.
All right. Are you getting together with your family this weekend then for the big Easter?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Listen.
That's probably why I don't have family anymore.
They
I know what you're talking about. Hey, listen, I love 92% of my family. I love 92%. I love them dearly. But there's 8%. I mean, I'm at least the only one who's honest around here. There's 8%
that's exactly.
Like.
Exactly. That's probably why they don't like me.
Why? Yeah. Did you ditch them or did they all ditch you?
Oh, no. I ditched them.
Did you? You're over
except
them.
For my grandkids. I love my grandkids.
Do you?
They love Nana.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get to the question.
What's your question?
My question is, okay, so I'm dating this guy that I met probably about a year ago, and he's 5 feet tall, and I'm like 5'7", and I like to wear my boots, so I'm even 2 inches taller than him.
All right.
And should that be an issue?
Well, nope. You tell me.
I don't know.
Is it so because far? Has it been an issue?
Not really, because I don't know if he's, well, I heard the newest word that he's a love bomber. Like, he's given me all this stuff, and I don't know how to expect that.
Well, he's just begging you to stay with him with all these gifts because he's short.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Ding,
I mean,
ding,
but
ding.
Everything's great. I mean, the relationship is wonderful.
Then enjoy it. Have fun.
Then why is there even a question? Who cares about height? Is he a great guy? Does he make you happy? Does he make you laugh? Do you have fun? Is the loving good?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? So the shortness doesn't translate to the bedroom, huh?
Exactly, it doesn't.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, good for him.
Come on, Sarah.
I know, right?
If the loving is good and he makes you happy and he's a gentleman and you laugh,
then
I don't care if he's 3'2".
Just get him some cowboy boots. It'll be fine.
Yeah, this was the easiest call of the day.
Did you hang up?
Nope. Hello?
Oh, there she is.
You guys are funny.
I know, right?
You're funny.
Well, you keep loving that short guy, all right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Short guys need love, too.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was thinking about the golden egg that she was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
It should be a golden egg. Kind of like, you know, chocolate.
Yeah, that's what we said. It was a gold egg that you hide the $100 in.
A golden egg.
Yeah,
you're the one who's funny, Sarah. You're like, hey, you know that golden egg? It should be golden.
It should be golden.
No wonder your family left you.
Yeah, I ditched you too. You're
part of the 8%.
Yeah, you're the 8%. Oh, Sarah. We love you and we don't care who knows. Go have a great weekend, okay?
Good luck.
All right. Thank you too.
Bye.
Right, bye. God. Classic No Filter Friday calls today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.